Welcome, friends. It is my honor to share with you the third and final segment of our sermon series, Run the Good Race. During the past 2 weeks, we have looked at what it means to run the race, beginning with the perspective of my being a teen mom for our daughter Jessica, who loved to run, more specifically, who loved to run for her high school track team. During this time, we looked at what it meant to run a race from the perspective of an athlete as well as an ambassador or follower of Jesus, like myself and others. During those 2 weeks, we also examined the importance of our why as well as the importance of our what. And today, we will bring all of those perspectives as well as determine and examine the relationship between our why and our what as we prepare to head for the finish line as we run the good race. Please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this time of examination, inspiration, and transformation. We thank you, God, how you have brought us together from the north and the south, the east and the west to worship and to praise you. Now, God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our collective hearts be acceptable, O Lord, in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. And it's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. During our journey, we identified three aspects of running in a race. Those were challenges, commitments, and joys. Challenges we examined under our theme of knowing your why. We understand that the aspect of challenges is the same for those who are athletes running on a track team like our Jessica, or those of us who run in the Christian race. One of the things that we understood was that was given to us from the Apostle Paul in the book of 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 24th to the 25th verses. And it reads, "Do you not know that in a race the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it. Athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable one." In addition to scripture, we had the assistance of Christian comedian Michael Jr. as shared through one of his Wednesday series clips titled Knowing Your Why. And Michael reminded us through his sharing that in order for one to truly understand what it is that they do, they must first understand their why. For it is through the why that our what receives its driving force. Our why comes from that invisible place that is deep down within us that allows us to do many of the things that are required when agreeing or committing to running in a race. We also learned during week one that there are challenges that do come about regardless of the type of race we may find ourselves in. For Jessica, it was the challenge of being a part of a team of members who had different perspectives and attitudes towards what was required in order to run the race. For her, it was running out of her love of running that allowed her to make the transition from the sports of soccer and field hockey to solely being a runner for her high school track team. We also learned that later on during that time that she also had the unfortunate challenge of an eye injury that challenged her as to whether or not she would continue to running. Yet, she did continue to run. For myself, the challenge was growing up during a time when you did what you were told. It wasn't questioned, it wasn't argued, it wasn't debated, and you did not ask why. However, I learned later on in life that doing what needed to be done did not come necessarily from a place of an invisible, deep, passionate, and impassioned place. And so I found myself going through the motions, if you will, when I got to some critical terms in my Christian journey. But when we look at scripture and realize that there is a difference in what it is that we are running for, that of an athlete versus that as a Christian or an ambassador for Jesus. We also learned that when we truly know our why, it allows us to walk towards our purpose and in our purpose, according to comedian Michael Jr. Understanding that this invisible, impassionate driving force behind what we do can result in the path and the decisions we make to reach our ultimate goal or our ultimate purpose in a race. If one is unclear of their why, then it becomes more challenging and more difficult for them to achieve the other aspects that we identified in running a good race. For example, Jessica's decision to leave was based on her why. Had it been based on something else, a possible what, I don't believe she would have been able to fulfill the other aspects. Our second aspect was that of commitment that we examined as we looked at, even more importantly, the importance of our what. For we learned that the benefits of a runner knowing their why and the relationship this has with the runner's what. This awareness often fuels a runner's decision to give up some things, like some unhealthy habits and some unhealthy relationships. It also allows them to commit to being academically aware as well as physically prepared. It allows them to commit to the long practices and working out in the weight room, if you will, and making sure that they eat properly as well as making sure that they receive ample rest. All of this comes from knowing the importance of the fuel behind our what that assists us in fulfilling the commitment necessary to be a runner as either an athlete on a track team or as an ambassador and or follower of Jesus. We as ambassadors and followers of Jesus are also reminded of our what it is that we need to do, what it is that will help us to fulfill the ultimate goal in this race. We look to the words of the Apostle Paul once again in the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, the 1st through the 5th verses. For like Jessica, we too undergo some suffering at times. And so Paul tells us that in our suffering, we produce endurance. And endurance produces character. And character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, according to Paul, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. It is where our why is truly found, which is deep within us as runners in this Christian race. Sometimes it means being misunderstood and being made fun of for the things that we do, what is necessary to truly run this race, what is necessary to fulfill those things that the Lord has placed before us as runners in the Christian race. Jesus showed his disciples and us in the Gospel of Matthew, the 14th chapter, when he had been there feeding the people through the word and his teaching, and it came to the end of their expected time together, only to find themselves, Jesus and the disciples and the people, in a position of the people being hungry, for they had traveled far and for some of them and had been there all day and were hungry. We know what the disciples wanted to do. They wanted to send them home. But Jesus, operating out of his why, which is compassion for the people, had the disciples to seek out whether there was any food to be found. And when those two fish and those five loaves of bread were found, Jesus blessed it, and he had the disciples to distribute the food so that they could understand the importance of what it is that they do, as well as the why that should be their driving force for all that they do as disciples and followers of Jesus. For Jesus gave us all that he had in order to bring us into the fold. Unlike the world's conditions, Jesus had one focus, one inner passion, to do his Father's will, to provide an opportunity for us to be saved, that none of us would be lost. And all that Jesus asked in return is that we give our all when we're running in this race. My friends, week 1 and 2 provided us with information on the aspects of challenges as well as commitments. It also showed us that how runners on an athletic team and runners in the race as a Christian do have similarities as well as differences. Which brings us to our third aspect, in our third part of running the good race. And that aspect is joy. Joy for individuals like Jessica and others who run on a track team often resembles the words that are found in 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 24th through the 25th verses. And it results in their why and their what. And their joy is found in knowing that they are runners within a race of many runners, all competing, but only one that will win the prize. And they are running to win. The difference, friends, is their prize. For Jessica and other athletes, found joy in running and being able to receive the medals and the certificate and the applause and the cheers of the crowd. As seen on this particular slide or picture, if you will. Yes, and that picture shows not only what she was able to achieve because of her why, that was her passion, that was deep down within her, that allowed her to do what was necessary to achieve those medals, those pieces of recognition bestowed upon her and others for winning the race. And yes, we were proud of her. We were excited for her and with her, understanding the joy that she had in seeing the results of her why and her what coming together, that the struggles and the commitments were worth it. However, church, there is a difference. For you see, in the race and races that she won and that she ran in, there were only recognition bestowed upon those who came in first place, second place, and usually third place. For us who are runners, as ambassadors for Christ, our race, our joy is different. For we are brought to the words as found in Hebrews 12:2 that tell us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Our focus, our purpose, better yet, let me rephrase it, my purpose, my focus is out of a place of my why. And when I thought about a character in the Bible to help me to relay this to you, I was drawn to none other than Mary Magdalene, a woman whom many had labeled and had the opportunity to experience something that no one else was able to do for her. And that was Jesus returning her to a place of wholeness, of restoring her, if you will. And so when we come to the story where Mary takes the oil in her alabaster box and pours it on the feet of Jesus, there are those who were in the room who could not understand why she would go to this extent to show hospitality to Jesus, for they considered it to be radical hospitality. However, church, I believe that Mary was doing what she felt on the inside of her. Her love was so deep for Jesus and what he had done for her. She was willing to do whatever it took, including taking her most precious gift that many said was the equivalent of a year's wages, to show her gratitude, her appreciation, her love for Jesus. Church, I would dare say that many people will not always understand our why. Many people don't understand my why. However, like Mary Magdalene, I know the cost that Jesus paid for me. For Jesus lavished his love upon me, not because or when I was saved, but before I was saved. Jesus looked beyond my faults and saw my needs, and he saved me. Jesus was willing to pay the price. Jesus, the author and the perfecter of my faith and your faith, was willing to go to the cross, a cross that was full of shame, and yet he disregarded the shame of the cross because he loved us so much. And because of Jesus' love for me, my why allows me to do whatever it takes to run this Christian race. I don't know why Jesus loves me so. But I know in my heart, because he loves me, I'm willing to continue to run this Christian race. And not only am I willing to continue to run this Christian race, I also understand that this race is not going to be a sprint here and a sprint there. I understand that Jesus has allowed me to be a part of this race. The difference between this race, my friends, and the race that Jessica and other athletes run is that all who are willing to participate are able to receive the prize. Well, you see, for us, the ultimate goal, for me, the ultimate goal of running this race, but not running it, but running a good race, is the victory that will be mine. The victory that is given to us, because Jesus defeated death. Jesus is the one who had victory over death. And so while this race will be an ongoing race, and while I know that the landscape will change from day to day or moment to moment, because of what Jesus has done for me, my why has not changed, but my why continues to fuel. It is the force behind what it is that I do, even in the midst of ridicule, even in the midst of being misunderstood. Church, we're coming closer than we were the day before to the finish line. And I know that there are people who don't understand your why. People don't know what it is that Jesus has done for you, how he may have lifted you up out of the muck and mire like he lifted me up and set me on a path, washed me. I continue to run this race because I know that I don't have to be afraid of death because of Jesus' victory and because he now sits at the right hand of God. We will be able to receive the ultimate prize in running this race, the prize of victory, because we were willing to run this race. But greater than that, church, we have the words as written in the second book of Timothy, the fourth chapter, the seventh through the eighth verses. And it says, I have fought the good fight. I finished the race, and I kept the faith. At last, the champion's wreath that is awarded for righteousness is awaiting for me. The Lord, who is the righteous judge, is going to give it to me on that day. And he's giving it not only to me, but also to all those who have set their heart on waiting for his appearance. Church, if Jesus is really who we say he is, the author and the finisher of our faith, and Jesus is the reason that you and I hold on through the ups and the downs in life, even when we feel like giving up, then the question is your why enough to continue in the race that Jesus has called us to? For in this race, Jesus calls us to run the good race. Amen and amen. Please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this time together, God, and we thank you for how you continue to be with us. Lord God, how you walk with us through the ups and the downs, Lord, through the challenges, through the rebukes, Lord, and yet you give us what we need. For you, Lord, are the one who paid the price. You, Lord, are the one who provides the ultimate prize, not only for your athletes that one day will come to run this race, but for those of us who are running the race now. And so, God, continue to strengthen us and be with us, Lord, that we will continue out of our love and knowing who you really are, will run the good race. And so, Lord, not only did Jesus leave us examples of what it is we run for, but he also left us your words through him. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. God bless you, friends.
I'm gonna see.